You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Jesus, welcome to the commentary for Game of Thrones Season 7, Episode 6. Mm-hmm. What's the name of this episode?
We're all fucked and we're all gonna die.
Yeah. Beyond the Wall. Beyond the Wall?
You're beyond the wall.
What's it called?
Yeah,
No. It's something about death. Death is the enemy.
It's not that.
It's not that? Alright, fuck you guys.
I'm not being an asshole here. Like, I don't think it was released. Like, it didn't show up in AMG's labeling. It just had a date. So I don't know what the title is.
Fuck you guys. It's death is the end.
I'm here with fuck you, man.
Jack Valley and Alex and Sierra.
Yeah, you're great.
That opening intro. Jack's mad now. He's gonna be grumpy the whole time.
Yeah, I am.
Beyond the Wall.
Beyond the Wall.
Okay. That's what it's called.
We just talked about this extensively on the BingeCast, but we're here to watch the episode again and maybe catch some shit that we missed.
Yes.
And go through scene by scene, second by second. Boys, are you ready to dive into the penultimate season 7?
Red die.
Jackie, are you ready, buddy?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Let's do it. Let's tell her.
Let's roll out.
What?
For the watch.
For the watch.
All right. We're going to press play on go. Are you guys ready?
Well, are we going to set people up where we're starting?
No, I believe it's for the HBO or is it just before the intro? Let me check.
It's the HBO insignia, right?
Yeah, before the HBO.
Okay, cool.
All right. And here we go. 3, 2, 1. Go.
I'm going to go full screen on this one for the club.
Hey, not a bad idea.
For club?
For the watch. You're the club.
Full screen.
All right. So, you know, before the episode starts, Jim Law, I alluded to this, I think, on the BingeCast. But you were a gigantic part of the fucking reason why I went home the first day I found out this was available and watched it the second I got there.
Absolutely. Have to.
You're up there. Yeah. I love me some high definition, proper sound experience. I'm all for that. Obviously, that's my preference. But internet trolls do not fucking care about what I want in this life.
They don't.
And frankly, I was not going to give them the upper hand, especially since The Force Awakens was spoiled for me literally 2.5 hours before I saw the fucking movie.
And you weren't even on the internet.
Dude, it was in a completely unrelated forum. That's the thing. Like, had nothing to do with anything entertainment related whatsoever.
No motherfuckers and, today don't give a shit about shit. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, fucking friend of mine got lambasted on her fucking YouTube page. It was bullshit. So I wasn't going to let them fucking win.
Yeah, fuck those people.
Yep. That's, you know, you had to. You had to fucking watch it as soon as possible because there was no way you were making it through the week. And I applaud those of you that did make it through the week without knowing what happened in this episode because it was fucking ridiculous. Not only, you know, is there written text spoilers, but now there's GIFs.
Yeah.
This shit starts and you can't, you don't even know what you're watching and all of a sudden you're spoiled. Fucked up.
Love this opening shot.
Love this opening shot of the fucking map table.
Mm-hmm.
I want a fucking map table so bad.
You want to fuck a map table?
Huh?
You want to fuck a map table?
No, I want to fuck on a map table. But I would also like to have a map table to fuck on, is what I'm saying.
I'll take all three of those options.
I agree with all of that. Yeah. I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
But so they're in much better weather than when they first left.
Yeah, what? Cleared up pretty quick.
It did. It's nice. Now, according to shit that happens later in the episode, they're only about, 50 feet from the door?
Pretty much.
They're not very fucking far, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, they're within a stone's throw, we'll say.
Exactly.
Literally.
Look at fucking Tormund carrying that axe like a motherfucking boss.
Yeah, he's done that a couple times before.
Look at him. This is great. All
dude.
The important characters are at the front. You don't care about the other guys.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, the fucking scout there is just like, don't forget about it. It doesn't matter whatsoever. Yeah. Hey, let's talk. And then fucking 5 minutes later, hey, let's talk. Different people, though.
It's fantastic. I love Gendry's just, I'm just going to go over here now. You guys are talking about adult things that I don't know about.
Sorry. Right.
He's like, sorry, I ain't been here for a few seasons, so I'm not up to snuff.
I was fucking roaring the whole time.
I love, Alex made a reference to the red shirts on the show and made me laugh. These guys should very much be wearing red shirts, right?
Dad.
You know exactly what he's going to die on.
Yeah, they got no shot. Somebody's got to die on this mission.
What was that conversation? We need some lads to go out there and die for us if need be.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thoros
and his fucking man bun.
Drunk as shit.
Drunk as fuck.
Gotta love a drunk guy. On a fucking mission like this.
So the little backstory of Thoros in the books is that Thoros is a red priest from Ashai. Yeah. And or he's a red priest of the god R'hllor, and he came to Westeros to convert people. But he was such a drunken asshole that King Robert, Big Bobby B, who was also a drunken asshole, loved him so much.
Yeah.
So he just kept him around as like his buddy because he would always light his sword on fire in melees and shit.
Right.
He's like, I fucking love this guy. He gets drunk like me.
Yeah.
Lights his fucking sword on fire and fucks dudes up in the melee.
This guy, I love this guy.
Thoros, light your fucking sword on fire. They're just on a party and shit. Yeah. Light your sword on fire. Ah, look at it, it's awesome.
Thoros, he's the only fucking guy who can do this. Nobody else has ever lit a sword on fire except for this fucking, well, what the fuck, Beric?
Felix is standing in the background.
Get the fuck out of here. So here's the weird thing about the show. Show is super entertaining. Like, it's just awesome. Like, there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of great shit going on here. It's just like the minute that you start to break it down, the fucking logic kicks in and you're just like, I don't know how I feel about this.
You just gotta not think about it too much, which is unfortunate because the story is so much better than just that.
Well, Well, especially the show has trained you so much to do that thinking.
True.
It's just weird now that we had to have a fucking season cut down and now things are just, I don't know, they're in a really weird place.
That's a good point. They've trained us to never forget anything that happens, mm-hmm. to look into detail of everything that does happen. And they don't spoon feed you either. Like, they'll have a throwback to fucking an episode in season 3 and not even give you, like, a previously on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, maybe they do. I don't have HBO, so I don't know if they actually do that. Because it's so readily available for you to figure out what the fuck's going on the internet, they just leave it, you know, they leave you to your own devices to figure out everything that's going on. And it's all there. And then, you know, when they do cut corners, how do we not notice it?
Oh, man. I might need to get a long claw.
Yeah?
I've got a Glamdring, Gandalf the White Sword, and I've got Sting, Frodo's dagger.
Where are these dagger sword things? Where are they?
Right now? Yeah. I'd have to ask Meg, actually. She usually tries to keep them handy just in case we get any intruders.
Wait a minute.
When Sting starts glowing and shit?
Yeah. Orcs.
Hold on.
50 orcs.
Hold on. What the fuck? You have prop swords in your house, but you don't have them, like, on display or anything? They're just used for, like, security?
At my current apartment, there is not a good place to put them up. The next place has a lot more space, so I'm hoping to get them up there.
Remember when you had upstairs neighbor toilet water all over your fucking kitchen? Was it around with prop swords in your kitchen and you cut the ceiling open?
Look, man, I don't need this kind of abuse. It's like 4 in the morning. And frankly, you know, I'm here of my own volition.
You were just slicing the toilet water as if that was going to do anything.
This is an avenue that needs to be discussed, openly discussed. You have fucking swords in your house.
Yeah, I have a couple.
What the fuck? Oh my god. Don't you want needle? Needle should be added to the fucking
needle question. Needle would be cool. Needle would be a good one.
I've seen needle at Comic Cons. You ever seen her at Rhode Island? They have those displays?
Yeah, there was somebody walking around.
Fucking amazing.
Although, I don't know, if I had to choose a weapon from this show, it'd probably be the Sword of the Morning. Arthur Dayne's sword. What is that? What's the name of that sword again?
Dawn.
Dawn.
Yes. It's actually forged out of the
meteorite,
falling star. Yeah.
Damn.
It's milky white.
Yeah.
Fucking the mountain caught it. Jizzle. Caught. Sorry. Make a sword out of this.
I kind of like the Dothraki Arik, the fucking curved kind of.
Oh, it's badass.
That is nice. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. Ice is a pretty great sword.
Yes.
Okay, so we got Arya busting out the fucking, the letter that she wrote, mm-hmm. or Sansa, that she wrote, and you figure, like, oh, this is good, she's bringing it out, get it out in the open, discuss it, right at the beginning of the episode, everything will be cleared up. Nothing gets cleared up. Everything ends horribly here.
Jack, these two are just super stupid.
Jack is really perturbed by this whole storyline. He doesn't like the way it's going.
I kind of agree with Jack in saying that, like, I hate this because I don't want it to happen. But mm-hmm. I'm also hoping that it's not just dumb writing. And mm-hmm. I really like to think that Arya didn't get stupid as soon as she got to fucking Winterfell. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that she's doing this because she knows that Littlefinger is listening somewhere or has his fucking spies listening right now.
So
this shit.
It's the triple play that she's doing?
Yeah.
Like, she knows that he knows mm-hmm. that she's going to do this. And she knows that he knows that he's listening right now. And it's all going to come back to bite him in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like, she just murdered an entire noble house.
Yes.
Of people.
And like, her training.
Perfection.
Her training of, like, the lying game. Remember that shit from, like, 2 seasons ago or whatever the fuck? Where she was in the House of Black and White with the waif and everything.
They bring it up this episode.
Yep.
I just hope, like, in fucking next episode 7 or next season, Arya is just like, hey, I was just fucking with you because...
Yeah.
Because of Littlefinger.
In the very near future, which I guess means just the next episode, I want to see, like, Sansa have a mind-blown moment. Like, oh.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, start playing the Saw music.
Yeah. Everything comes clear to her, and she's like, oh, I'm going to kill Littlefinger.
Yeah.
But also, if not, I hope her mind gets blown. Like, her head explodes. What? I hope Arya kills her, is what I'm saying.
Kills who? Kill Sansa?
Yeah, if she's going to be a bitch for the rest of the fucking series.
Oh.
Fuck her. She's been a bitch fucking... I never liked her. Like, yeah, I felt bad for her. She kept getting raped to every fucking husband after every husband. Jesus. Fuck her. She's fucking annoying and stupid.
My only problem with if it goes that way is just... It just makes them both look very stupid.
Yes.
By getting played. You know what I mean?
They're supposed to be smarter from their experiences of dealing with, like, fucking adversary. What? Anniversaries? What?
Anniversaries,
yeah. Adversity. Like, they're supposed to be smarter from that, you know?
Yeah.
Especially Sansa. Sansa?
Sansa.
At some point. You know?
Also, Arya saw Littlefinger at Harrenhal, didn't she?
Yeah, she saw him. He saw her, and he was like, you know, it almost looked like he recognized her. So I don't know if he does at this point, you know. But.
Oh, God. But this is where the whole Bran thing comes in. Why is this motherfucker not saying anything?
This is a sitcom I need to happen. These two.
These two guys, yeah.
It's the fucking best. This is the best conversation of the episode. I love it so much. These two assholes.
Dick? I like it. I'll bet you do.
How are you still alive? I'm good at killing people.
Look at Thorman is like, fucking, yeah, I like this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves it.
How big is the hound when Thorman is fucking, like, dwarfed by him?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They start talking about Brian here.
Brian.
I know Brian. She kicked my ass. She left me for dead. I am French now. I do not know why.
She kicked my ass into Frenchman territory.
She left me for dead in Montreal.
You know her?
Someone came by with a Molson Canadian, brought me to strip joint. I would give her fighting style a 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. This is the best. This needs to be a spinoff. Fuck the prequels or anything else they want to do. This needs to be the spinoff.
I'm down with that.
Oh, also, I don't know if you guys read this. Breaking fucking news.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bring this up for you.
For real? Like, at 3 in the morning on a fucking Saturday, there's breaking news, like, right now?
Looks like it broke a couple hours ago. But Game of Thrones spinoff series will be recognizable as a past event to readers, says screenwriter.
Okay.
Fuck that.
It's going to be that one book, right? It's going to be the prequel book.
The Duncan Egg book?
Yeah.
Well, if it's recognizable to... Did it say recognizable to readers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it could be. That'd be great, though. I want to see a young, big Bobby B beating the fuck out of people with his fucking Warhammer. That's what I want to see.
That'd be cool.
I want to see swole-ass big Bobby B laughing, drinking, fucking, and beating the fuck out of people.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Duncan Egg.
Yeah.
That's Aegon Targaryen, right?
Aegon the Fifth, yeah.
So, hasn't the show kind of, like, ignored him?
Yeah, they haven't talked about him. So, Aegon the Fifth is Maester Aemon from Aemon? What?
Yeah.
From the first couple of seasons. His brother.
Right.
His younger brother.
So that makes that a little bit tricky if that's what the prequel is.
Hmm. What? But Sid recognizes
like what the, you know, the, I don't know what that arc would be though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like the arc could be the tragedy at Summerhall, but we don't know anything about Summerhall. And then the fucking prequel or whatever, the spinoff, whatever the fuck, is going to spoil that before the fucking books come out.
Ugh. I hate this.
Look at that thing. That looks like my cock. What do you think?
Dick.
I saw in the fire.
Right there.
What was your cock doing in the fire? Shut up and let's go.
Let's not talk about the past.
Did miss one of my favorite pieces of the episode, though, was John and Beric talking about, you know, what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of the fucking hopelessness of everything.
Yeah.
All I know is that death is bad, and we shouldn't be it, my lord.
Stealthy.
I do love fucking show Beric more than, not more than book Beric, but they're two totally different characters, but they give him some fucking great dialogue in this show.
Well, I think, and plus we're getting him in these badass moments in the show. Mm-hmm. Like he's like the good guy, like he's one of the main good guys now, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
He's kind of never really involved in anything going on in the main storylines.
I just love how the fucking Hound kills him in that one season, and then he comes back like, sup, dog?
Yeah. You know?
I'm back. Go fuck yourself.
I'll tell you what doesn't scare me. Bald cocksuckers like you.
Yeah, I love how I love the running joke of how annoyed that the Hound is with Beric. Like, he hates him because he just can't die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he doesn't shut up about it either.
Yeah, it, the comment he makes later when Thoras dies is fucking classic.
Yeah,
and that's the Hound enlightened. You know what I mean? Like he's still like just get the fuck on with it, you cocksucker.
Right.
But like that's he's enlightened. He's been, you know, he's saw the way he lived his life before and fucking denounced it. Now he's trying to, you know, fucking help the greater good. But he's still a fucking cunt about it.
Oh man!
Look at I think is Tyrion sitting in a high chair because look at like he, taller. He's literally taller than her right now, and it's weird.
I don't know. She should just be naked, fucking every single episode.
What's yeah, pretty much. Why? What?
What do you mean? Why?
She's a queen. Respect.
Oh, that's true.
I would respect her more if she didn't have to wear clothes, I feel like.
Come on. I totally agree with you.
If I was her hand, I'd be like, you know, your clothes are problematic. I think we need to take those off. They would respect you more, my love.
When you make a speech, always make that speech naked.
Also, I do believe you've called me the hand, so let's get to it.
Oh, Jesus. What I can't remember what they're talking about here. What are they talking about? Just him trying to get her in line again?
Trying to.
Yeah.
Turn it up a little bit. Just a little bit.
Talking about titles.
Oh, balls.
Hmm.
Paused it a little bit there. Probably behind you guys now.
So tempo. Mm. As all great leaders do.
When?
You hear that?
Yeah.
Learning the tallies, for instance.
That is not impulsive. That.
Okay, yeah, he's talking shit to her about her Sam's dad and brother and the bullshit. Die,
no, it's funny because they both have like legitimate arguments about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like she may be having some some tendencies towards her father who used to just like burn people. But
right.
What is she going to do at that point? They don't want to fucking bend the knee.
Yeah, like I don't see much conflict here in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Or Team Daenerys here. Your Team Dany is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, like I don't think Tyrion has much of a leg to stand on. Like, oh Jesus,
a mini one. Yeah, it gives out at some point.
There's no way you know you were saying that. Come on.
I mean, really
he does.
It,
he does say
one.
Something like, you know, like you didn't give the Charlies a chance to, you know, think about it in a black cell and think about their choices or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
You didn't give them a chance to fucking think about it. You just burnt them. But I don't agree with that either.
I feel like this is forcing Tyrion into a questioning role for the sake of conflict, but it feels fake.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. I think she was spot on a couple episodes ago when she's like, well, I think you're fucking too soft on your family. And he's like, fuck no. But then, like, you know, Field of Fire part two, you know, he's looking at, you know, talking about war and then fucking seeing it is a different thing. And he's seeing all the people that he's probably led in battle getting fucking roasted.
I kind of disagree that I don't think this is for no reason. Like, I don't think it's just for sake of conflict. I think this conflict is going to play out at the end of the...
I'd agree with that, yeah. I'd agree with that.
I think something is going to happen with Tyrion that we're not too happy with.
Who brought a fucking umbrella?
Yeah, like this, the weather in Embros is just awful.
That red shirt over there, what's he doing?
Where's he going?
Tell him to get back here and keep...
Keep going.
This shit is fucking insane. This fucking ice bear. This fucking zombie ice bear.
This opens a door, dude, because I do remember old Nan mentioning something about giant spiders.
Ice spiders.
Kind of want to see those.
I fucking want to see an ice spider. The fucking whites used to ride on top of them during the long night.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
It's Lord of the Rings? That fucking red shirt just got annihilated. No, he's just done.
I love any fucking... I'm a sucker for this.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Back to back.
Yep.
Let's fucking fight this out.
And make no mistake... Thoros gets fucked up here. Like, yeah. I was kind of surprised he was walking after this.
Look at this.
The
light. Did you jizz a bit?
Might have to change my shorts.
That's awesome.
I fucking love this shit.
This is fucking fantastic.
Come on, Clegane. Get over your shit, dude.
He's got it. I was hoping this was a scene. He's going to get over it and punch the fuck out of this bear in the face or some shit.
He just fucking saved Clegane there. Fucking Thoros of Myr.
Yeah.
See, now, I'm a sucker for, like, the warrior of light, right? The fucking fighter of divine providence, right? They believe that they're acting the will of their god or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I fucking love this shit.
Look at fucking...
Now, of all the badass things that are going on here, I will say, Jorah, worst choice of weapon. Like, he's got this little fucking dagger.
But he just killed the bear, you cocksucker. But
it's a Valyrian dagger, though, isn't it? Isn't it a fucking obsidian dagger?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
How can you talk shit about the dude that just saved everybody?
Because he let a guy die before he even got in there. Maybe if he had a proper fucking sword, he could have done something about it before he let Thoros bleed out on the fucking ice.
Also, they mined fucking for obsidian, a dragonstone, for like, I don't know, 19 hours or whatever. Gendry comes in, who's this fucking armorer, and they don't make a couple of swords? Seems weird. Yeah. Just a couple of long swords. That's it, Gendry.
That's right. He should have made a fucking...
Zero fucking planning in this. This fucking whole thing is stupid. Dumb.
Jack brought up the fact that this was just like the worst plan ever, and it is the worst fucking plan of all time.
And I don't know if it's set up to be like, this is Tyrion's like third fucking strike, and now he's out his hand... I don't know if Dany fucking kills him or casts him away. She's not going to kill him. But, like, I don't know if this is set up to be Tyrion's downfall for Hand. But this is or just bad writing, because this is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like, how do they just rush into this? You got Tormund, who is more or less leader of the Free Folk. You got Jon Snow, King of the North, Lord Commander of the Night's Watch. You got fucking Barak died 7 times. You got Thor Samir. Like, he's been around. Like, you got all these fucking warriors. You got fucking Ser Jorah there. And they're all not like, we should be prepared for this. Mm-hmm. We should totally be prepared for this.
For a plan, by the way, that odds are it's not going to work.
How could it?
Yeah, even if they did come away with one, which they do, fine, but, and they bring it to Cersei, like, what are the chances that she doesn't kill whoever brings it to her? You know
absolutely.
What I mean? Like,
absolutely.
See, in my opinion, the play here, if I was Daenerys, I would just tell Tyrion,
hey,
fuck
nice tits.
You for a minute.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Maybe. I would just tell Tyrion to fuck off for a minute and say, look, this is a bad plan. We need to just take over the kingdom first and then deal with this other problem. And the way we do that is, like, let's just go and kill whoever we need to kill. Like, I don't – Daenerys has come so far to still be this, like, fucking, you know – messiah to the people and everything else. I don't know. Actually, as I'm talking this through, I even don't like that. It's just everything is so messy right now. It's difficult to... Ugh.
Here's a little more fuel to the fire, okay? So Dany was so eager to, like, when she got the raven, she's like, all right, fuck it, let's go. Dragons, you know, right. Fucking pull out. And she's just gone, right? She's there and fucking went as fast as she could possibly get there, right? Fine. I know the big deal, the big conversation before they went was, you can't go Dany because, you know, if you die, this is like, we're all lost. We have nowhere to go. Right. Why can't she just fly in, grab one, the dragon grabs one and flies out? She doesn't know about these spears, these killing spears. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that seem way easier of a fucking plan than what they're doing?
Yeah. That's the exact argument of the eagles in Lord of the Rings. Like, why don't the eagles just pick Frodo up and fly him to the volcano?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You just got to put that shit away.
What is it? On the brink of death, Thoris looked like a fucking homeless person.
Oh, dude. He looks like he's been begging for change.
Mm-hmm.
He's had 3 coffees today.
Three Mickeys, whatever.
He looks like a guy that knows when he walks into a Subway, as long as he had a shower within a day or two, he can get away with the whole, yeah, I need some bread for the ducks outside scam.
Yeah.
Now,
Kupka said that he thought this looked like a dragon cave. And I thought I saw it the first time, but I'm not really seeing it now.
Now, what the fuck does a dragon cave look like?
My exact question.
Yeah,
what the fuck was that?
I thought that rock face was more of an opening when I saw it the last time.
Does it mean like it looks like a dragon's face or something? Because then I can, this looks like a dragon cave. It's so fucking arbitrary. Like, does it look like, is there an opening big enough for a dragon?
I don't know, man. I should have pried a little bit further.
See, I thought that the longest time that Jon Snow fought a White Walker, that as soon as they crossed swords, that the sword broke. And the White Walker sword fucking just... shattered into ice.
Was it an ice sword that he was using right there? Because that was kind of like, it looked like one of those spears, to be honest with you, that he was carrying.
Oh, yeah, possibly. Yeah, I guess so.
Are you talking about, like, in Hardhome, the first time that they find out the Valyrian steel?
Yes, or...
No, he parries. Oh, he definitely parries.
Gotcha. And then slices him?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He parries, and then, like, the White Walker has a surprise look. This is so fucking stupid!
Yeah. Okay.
Punches him in the face.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
Also, did the white just bite his hand? Is that good? Like,
yeah.
How do you become a white? You just
exactly.
You gotta die, it's, right?
I thought. I guess, yeah. But it's not like a zombie infection, like, because he got bit.
Yeah. See, that's maybe. Fucked up. Like, that. God damn it.
Maybe he evolves fucking into Martin. A zombie.
Fucking Martin. It's the TV show is one thing, but like, in the books, you have enough time to explain things, you know what I mean? So like, yeah. Like if you get bitten in the show, like do you become a white right away? Probably. Like I don't fucking get it. I don't know.
This is the dumbest thing. This is
any
so
fucking
kind
of like zombie fucking time travel stuff. Like you're just shooting yourself in the foot. I think.
Yeah. This is so fucking.
Oh, there
stupid.
He goes. There he goes.
Oh fuck! Look how fast he is.
You're the fastest.
But look at, listen, look at, they made a point of showing us that he got bit there for and like,
for
you guys
something,
have,
yeah.
Yeah, we've been trained to realize
oh,
something.
Shit.
Yes.
Maybe he becomes fucking zombie, and then Clegane Bowl is zombie versus zombie, fucking, yep. Oh, he has superpowers just like his brother.
Yeah.
That could be cool. Oh, is that how Clegane Bowl happens? Is that what you're saying?
It's zombie Clegane Bowl. No one knew.
Oh, it look at that fucking horde.
Oh, God.
This is fucking like remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Oh my
zombie.
God. Give me a fucking minigun and a fucking machete. I'm ready to take these bitches on. Left 4 Dead style.
Yes.
Now, did Gendry fucking light up his LA Gear sneakers before he fucking took off?
Never.
Because that's what I thought I saw.
If he didn't, then it was a big mistake.
He pumped up his Reebok.
Yeah.
He had that fucking basketball in the front. Yeah.
Power laces. All right. All right, so okay, so fucking Night King is like attack the red shirt. Okay, yeah. So you got the red shirts. All these dumbass fucking zombies fall in there.
I like this. This is cool. I like the way they did it.
Totally, absolutely. This looks fucking great. Because yeah. They're so fucking stupid. They mm-hmm. just keep on running in it. Look at this. Look at that shit.
Oh God,
yep. Fucked up.
But then they stop. And then fucking Night King is just like, hold him up.
What bothers me is the ones stop even where the ice doesn't break. And that doesn't make sense to me. If they're mindless fucking whites, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did the ones stop that where the ice didn't break? As we see when the hound throws the rock, that ice is not broken.
No. That's showing passage of time. So that if you noticed.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they've been there for a couple of days. That's okay, so maybe this makes more sense to you now. This is why I can't understand why they don't just kill them if they're standing there for days freezing.
Well,
look, so now it's night, and then we'll see more time pass, and
mm-hmm.
eventually the water freezes.
Yeah, because they wake up good. At some point because they fell asleep. They all wake up fucking
yeah, absolutely.
Like, cuddling each other.
But the refreezing of the water was something I never considered whatsoever. Okay, I like that. But still, I don't agree with why they don't just throw spears at them. I don't think hitting them with spears is easy. I just don't. And again, how many spears does he have?
But they could easily.
Yeah, but if
them.
They all yeah, like they all have, if they just coordinated one throw, like and the Night's King clearly controls all of them, so that mm-hmm. doesn't seem like a stretch to me.
Yeah, do they all have spears?
If they all had spears and they all threw it once, how much fucking space do these guys have to move around on that rock? You're going to hit at least one of them.
That's what I'm asking you. Look at how fast you made it back. This is stupid.
Yeah.
Did they all have spears, though? That's a legit question. I didn't even
know.
Oh, notice.
I don't know. It looked like they all had swords.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, for, you know, undead fucking warriors that survive in the cold like this, there's got to be something that you can do to kill those guys. I mean, come on.
Really wanted Night's King to say, wakey wakey, eggs and bakey right now. Because it's about fucking time.
Tonight, you're staying on this rock.
But that's the thing. Either way, like, they could have done, like, fucking, like ants do, and just made a fucking ant bridge. They could have made a fucking white bridge across to kill these guys. But they don't. Like, there's a reason why fucking he keeps them alive.
That's right.
We kind of glossed over it, but at the night scene a moment ago, you could actually see all the blue eyes lit up.
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
White Walkers and mm-hmm. shit's creepy as fuck.
Burn him. That was my first thought. As soon as I saw that shit, burn his ass.
Yep.
Who brought now, what do we have to make a flame? I'll show you what I have right here. I got a fucking flaming sword, bitch.
He's so hard for this sword. It's ridiculous.
He was a cunt with a man bun, but what you gonna do?
Give me his booze. Later.
Oh, God. I want a fucking animal fur flask like that.
Right?
So awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Of course you do.
Just a fucking wolf's bladder.
Put it in the closet with your swords, you dick.
Fuck yeah, dude. Light one of them on fire, too. I don't give a fuck.
You know Jack gets drunk and just tries to light his fucking swords on fire all night?
Like, yeah.
How does he
just
do
like
it?
This, too.
Look at this.
Just like that.
Boss, bitch. Look at that.
I love how the hound, he literally says, he's like, we need something to make a flame. And Beric lights his sword on fire and then turns to the right and looks at him and just says, yeah, fuck you. Because his sword's a lightsaber at that point. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
A little bit. Fucking hound fucks everything up for everybody. I love the shot, the first shot. The hound doesn't have a great throwing motion, by the way. He doesn't, he's just, I don't think he could be a major league outfielder.
Unfortunately.
But he hammers that, like, look how far they are from him, and he hammers one right in the face. That fucking dude can throw a mile.
Maybe he was the one who turned. You can go for the walkers. You go for the walkers.
No.
Need to take that thing back with us.
Why? Why do you have to take that thing back?
Yeah, it is annoying a little bit. It's so stupid. It makes for great TV, but it's
sure. Just, yeah,
it's the stupidest plan
ever.
The thing
that's so frustrating about this fucking show is just like, it wants you to not question things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look into the logic too deep. And I think at some point it did, because there was book material. I think at this point there's not, so they're just like, oh, we just want to get to the end of the show.
I like how they establish here too, like it's set in stone now. They kill that one dude.
Mm-hmm.
This war is over.
See that guy over there?
Yeah, they literally point. Right. Looking at him. Don't look, don't look, don't look. But see that guy? And they just point at him with a sword.
Oh, fuck, he looked at me. God damn it.
Kill that guy. War's over.
Uh-huh.
So you know, for future reference.
Oh, shit, here we go.
Is this when Arya gets all fucking knifey-knifey with her?
Super knifey-knifey.
Is this where she plays knifey-spoony?
Knifey-spoony, Sansa, Sansa.
Yeah, this is super stupid, too. Like, what kind of fucking threat? Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah, this sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is when she sends Brayne.
Brayne,
you're going to East Landing. Why? Because... That's why.
Don't worry, you'll be there in 12 hours.
Or next episode.
True. Let's burn that. Let's burn that.
Let's burn everything.
God damn, Sansa's hot.
Ah, it's a bitch. Would you fuck Brayne though? I think that's the question.
Yeah, I would.
Brienne, Brayne.
Brayne of the Maid of Tarth? Fuck yeah, I would.
Fuck yeah.
I'd be too intimidated.
Nah. I'd climb that mountain, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. When do you think the last time Brayne was fucked?
She hasn't.
She's never been fucked?
Nope.
This is a thing that I should know? She's a virgin?
Well, in the books, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
She's a maid. That's why they call her the Maid of Tarth.
Jesus, imagine how tight that is then.
Ah. That was a hound saying that, I think.
Jesus Christ.
It's so tight and white and pasty.
Yeah, it is.
Gigantic bush. Like, you, there's no way none of these chicks don't have gigantic bushes.
All yeah, right. The only ones that don't have bushes right, is fine, the,
sorry.
The whores. The whores don't have bushes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so which dragon dies? Do we know for sure?
Viserys, the V one.
The V one. Which is
Viseron?
No, Viserys. No, Viseron. Yeah, Viseron.
I don't know which one it is.
Because there's a red one, there's a green one, and there's a white one. And, like, the green and white one don't look all that different because Drogon is much bigger than the other two.
Right.
She's like, I'm going north. I got to put on my white fucking suit. He's like, okay, you should.
It makes sense that it's Viseron.
Mm-hmm.
Because one named after her brother, right? The bat thing.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. See that? Oh, God damn it.
Later, midget.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
I'll be gone for a small amount of time. You know what I'm saying?
The hound. This would be me on this fucking thing. Just bored as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I would have hit one of these guys.
I can reach this motherfucker. Yeah.
It's not even a bet. It's like, I'm gonna let me see if I could fucking hit one of these motherfuckers.
By the way, look at how far they are. There's no look at that was an awful throw. There's no way. There's no way you made that throw. It's so stupid. They are a mile away. That is 100 yards in the least. He just threw a rock 100 yards.
Yeah, that actually is a good point to bring up, especially since the second rock seemed like it was the same type of throw and only got half the distance and then slid the rest of the way.
See, that's what made me think that not so they get commands from the Night King, of course. But, like, they have some intelligence, too, or some kind of free will.
Right.
Because that guy fucking, that white susses it out, like, holy shit, we can walk across this thing.
Unless.
There's still some life in them.
Well, unless the argument can be made that.
No, oh, yeah, that the Night King did that?
Like, go.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, bitch.
Mm-hmm. What about my fire sword, whites?
Stop jizzing all over. Fuck it. Conveniently, they stagger themselves, eh? On the onslaught? Like, one at a time.
So that's the other thing here. I do have a little bit of a problem with how this fight is staged. Especially like when you think Tormund's going to bite it.
Mm.
Like, there just seems to be a lot of space in between these fucking guys. And I don't know. Everything seems to be working out absolutely perfectly for them during this whole fight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're very, very staggered in the way they're approaching it. If they just came all at the same time, this would be over in fucking seconds.
Right. Which, again, I feel like other fights in this show, namely Battle of the Bastards, did a pretty good job at realism, you know?
Yeah.
There's a 5-minute sequence in the middle of that episode where, you know, John almost suffocates. I mean, that's.
Mm. Yeah.
This kind of throws everything out the window.
But this is also, you know, 6 against fucking. 8.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. But look, I mean, Beric's basically wearing a fucking leopard print coat right now. I mean, we're way past logic and reason.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that shit. Just slicing the fuck out of these cocksuckers.
You fucking love this sword.
I love this shit, dude.
Get one of those swords, dude. Just put gasoline. This is very safe. Don't try this at home, except you do try this at home. Put gasoline on the sword you have, and then light it on fire while you're playing, while you're drunk.
What makes you think that I haven't done it already?
Okay, good. Like, Did you? Okay. Did you think Tormund was going to bite it here?
I did.
I did too. I really did.
But then when I realized that he wasn't going to bite it, it kind of told me that nobody's going to bite it here except for the red shirts.
Yeah. I had to rewind the one part when the one guy goes over the other side of the ledge there or whatever.
Oh yeah, dude.
I was like, who the fuck was that? Like, I had to rewind it. I didn't realize there was any red shirt left at this point. I was like, who the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Because he gets dead in about 0.3 seconds.
Yeah, he has a bad time there.
Because they don't focus on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't realize there's anyone other than the main characters in this whole scene because they don't show the guy.
Right.
Just Jorah kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's super short fucking knifey knife.
Yeah. He's getting in there real close.
You know, it's too bad he didn't have grayscale. You know, you just fucking hug everybody. Hug me!
Here goes red shirt. I was just saying to Jack, I had to rewind this part, Alex, because I didn't know who that was. I was like, who the fuck just fell?
Red shirt!
I guess so. All right. One more piss. Finish this up.
Yeah, see, some of them have some spears. I'm telling you, man, there's something to that. Fucking Tormund.
God damn, is that a guy you want on your side?
Oh, dude. This is just a who's who of badasses. They're really only missing Bronn, Jaime.
Yeah.
Well, you know, pre loss of hand, Jaime. Fucking A.
I like that part where fucking Ser Jorah turned around, looked at Jon, and fucking Ser Jorah was just like, my hair still look good?
He's like, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. He's like, is the paste holding up, my lord?
Look at this fucking shit.
That's an awesome shot.
It's so fucking good.
All the bodies falling through the water. That's good shit.
You know what I kind of like about the dragons breathing fire is it doesn't... What am I trying to say? It doesn't fan out. It's just like one singular stroke.
Yeah, like it's like funny. One, it's almost like a liquid stroke. Or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are you talking shit about the dragons?
Yeah, we're complimenting them, so you're welcome.
Okay, good.
No, I was saying, like, you know, when she's breathing fire down, mm-hmm. when she's flying around, is that the you know, when Drogon's breathing fire, it's not fanning out at the end. It's just like a fucking laser.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like fucking rips it all up.
Okay, here's the thing.
Look at this motherfucker.
Drogon is sitting there. He's not a moving target.
Yeah.
Why target the other dragon?
Because fuck that other dragon.
Well, aside from that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something funny's going on here, man. I'm telling you.
But here's another argument. Here's a total opposite end of the spectrum. Yeah,
it's right fucking there. You're right,
dude.
But listen,
look at he gets distracted fire.
Because the other one's coming at him. The other one's coming at him. That's why he gets distracted. But listen to this. John had a chance to tell Danny right there, "Fuck us. Go up and blow up that fucking Night's King. Like, go set him on fire. That's all you have to do, and this whole thing's over."
Right.
And he didn't do that either.
Does he want to prolong the war? You know what I mean?
John?
No, the Night's King. Going for that other dragon.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah, John, totally, yes.
Just go fucking kill that guy. They just had this conversation not 10 minutes ago.
Right.
Yeah.
If we kill that guy, everyone dies. So Danny, fuck us, go blow up that guy. Because you seem to be doing okay with blowing up everyone else. There's one guy you have to kill. Kill him.
Right.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
That was fucked up. Look at this
amazing.
Shit.
It's fucking amazing.
Metal
as
fuck, dude.
Yeah, it is.
That shit right there.
But really, like, I it's the one thing in this episode that I don't know if bother is the right word, but just I can't stop thinking about this.
Okay, but so right here, why aren't one of them saying, wake up, go kill that guy that just threw that. This will all be over.
What is, sure. And what is John doing right here?
Yeah. He's angry.
It's stupid.
Look at
it. It really is the same kind of impetus that he had last year with the Battle of the Bastards.
Right.
Like he falls into the trap of Ramsay Bolton.
Which I do think that there's some precedent for, just because if you notice, like, obviously these choices have been made post books, but also for him, maybe he feels like he's on borrowed time now. You know, maybe that's the change in him. So I can see a path to that arc.
It's the whole last hero.
Right.
This is okay. This is bothering me even more now. This tangent that I'm on. Yeah, he's throwing a spear, and they're running away from it. After he throws it, turn around and go kill him.
Right.
They have a million chances to kill the Night's King, to end the war right here.
Yeah.
We've just discussed this exact scenario of killing the Night's King. But they're too scared? She's too scared now because
What it looks like. Too scared. Also, she still has another dragon.
Yeah, where'd that dragon go?
But also, you know, to your point, Jack, like he turns his attention to Drogon after he kills the one dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. It seemed like he was going to get Drogon, and then the other one came flying in with fire, so it seemed like he got distracted and said, fuck it, I'll get this one. I don't know. That's just how it played out.
Fucking Longclaw.
But the fact that they didn't fucking kill that guy, multiple chances. Mm. Multiple chances to tell her to do it, and multiple chances for her to do it. That's more annoying to me than why he didn't kill Drogon.
Yeah, it's messy. This is very messy. It's either very sloppy writing or there's... I think it's sloppy writing. I don't think there's anything that could explain these things away.
It looks great. It's fun as fuck to watch. But you're right. When you start thinking about too much...
You can't do it. You can't think about it too much.
Oh, and then fucking... fucking Uncle Benjen.
Uncle Benjen.
This is a nice callback, though. I actually kind of like this.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, I like his fucking, kind of like mace thing he has, the swingy mace.
Yeah, yeah.
His fucking church incense on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly what it is.
I haven't seen you in 6 years. No time to talk. I'm going to sacrifice myself for you. Go!
Right. Right. Yeah, it's another thing the show kind of punts. What's going on with Benjen?
Oh, they both can't fucking go on that horse?
Yeah, what is this, a Titanic? Come on.
Hey, what's up? Uncle Benjen. Yeah, no problem, boy. All right, later.
Uncle Benji, don't call me that. Leave now.
Wait, no, Uncle Benjen, I need to talk to you. Remember that time I went beyond the wall to find you?
Shut up, faggot, go. We should get an allowance. One a show.
Yeah.
Or maybe one every 5 shows. I don't know. Depending on
one bag, one,
depending one, on who you're living with.
Right.
They might not like that. Card.
Like just let's do this.
Okay. It's the most badass weapon of all time. Until you see him in a crowd, you realize it's actually the fucking worst.
It's the worst one, yeah.
Up close, this weapon's the worst.
I got this shit. Oh fuck, no, I don't.
But isn't he a white? How do they kill him?
He's like half white.
He's half white? Okay. Maybe he's going to be full white now? I don't know.
He could be, yeah. He could be. It was a whole thing of like he was getting killed by a white, and then the Children of the Forest stopped it.
Right.
Which is the exact opposite of how the whites got started in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
So just Clegane's bringing him to King's Landing?
Guess so.
So Clegane bowls on? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, the guy who fucking defected from the Battle of the Blackwater. Send him.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all going to smooth out nicely.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
This makes me think, like, oh, well, maybe
where's
I should...
Where's the other dragon? Again.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
No.
Oh, no, that's Drogon?
I'm pretty sure it'll show the second one here, and they're both flying around.
They are?
I'm pretty sure both of them are in this scene.
I think that was the little one. I don't think that was Drogon.
You need to change your brooch, McGrace, to a two-headed dragon, not a three-headed dragon. Too soon? Okay.
Still
your grace, I don't mean to bring up old shit, but...
but I gotta bring up old shit.
Shit. Of course, John makes it back in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. He's right there.
Yeah.
Hypothermia John just makes it in time.
But he's sleepy. He's totally sleepy on the horse.
Sleepy cold John.
Sleepy cold John is just... not the John. She's
sleepy Jack, cold crunchy John.
Is that Jack, a fucking Dylan song? Sleepy cold John.
Jack, the conversation we had earlier about Danny and John. Do we? Yep. Are you on my side now?
Oh yeah, for sure.
She's bang the shit out of him.
I really hope it doesn't happen, but yeah,
she's going to bang the shit out of him.
I would fucking bang the shit out of him right now. Right in his fucking chest hole. Look at that chest vag.
Oh,
look at that.
Like a stomach vag.
Did you? Oh, stop. No torso vages. Come on.
Why not?
Okay. This fucking scene. Oh, sucks.
Fuck this scene.
This is Nike Spoonie.
This is so fucking stupid. Also, the close up of that dagger looks like one of the shittiest props I've ever seen.
Oh, come on. Your props better?
Well, yeah, actually.
Excellent.
One of them's covered in gasoline right now.
I thought she was looking under the mattress. Meat Mounds magazine, but she found
this. This month featuring Varys the spider.
Do we recognize any of these faces she pulls out, by the way?
That's Walder, isn't it?
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, that is it. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man.
I'm looking for a vibrator.
Now, is she dressed like... is Arya dressed like Cereo Pharrell here?
No.
Yeah, good point.
Different.
Let me see.
Different colors, but it does look like the same outfit.
Yeah, because that's not a northern outfit as far as I know. Am I right, guys?
Who the fuck remembers season one? What are you talking about? Jesus.
Dude, Cereo Pharrell, the first Sword of Braavos.
Holy shit, you're right.
I have a fucking water dancer shirt. Guy was the fucking man. He was like a Spanish Robert Downey Jr. How do you not love that?
Okay, let me see. Did you send me a picture of him?
What do we say to the... What do we say to what?
What do we say to death? Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Damn it.
A little bit.
Old bit.
She's locking it, bro.
It's not 100%, but it's a variation.
It's pretty close.
And fucking Sansa. It's like Jon Snow. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bitch fight!
These two just need to calm their tits.
Varys is just right outside the window, and then you just see him poke his head in, and he's like, chick fight! And everyone runs up to see fight. That's how he does the spider fucking stuff.
You know what would make Varys' entrances, like, 30% better? Is if whenever he entered, like, the main court, you know, King's Landing, he had the chamber musicians play Boris the Spider.
Very aggressive move by Arya here.
Yeah, why? It's such a dumb feint. Like, she's not going to kill her sister over this. She's not.
And
she's,
why did...
she's upset that... Sansa is not backing John up because they're talking, all the other lords are talking shit.
Right.
And then she finds the note.
Dude, I really hope this is a triple cross.
Why does she want Sansa to think she's going to kill her? Like, what? That's just too aggressive. In
you
my
know,
eyes.
It could be a signal to fucking Littlefinger giving her the dagger that Littlefinger gave to Bran. Like, here, now you have the dagger back again, bitch.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hello, you guys.
Hello, Aunt Puntang. Oh, she's so wet. Like,
yes, she is.
Right now. Get him up. Look at that. He's just got a fucking fur blanket over his fucking...
Mm-hmm.
His...
Yeah. He's like, sorry about the dragons. And she's like, it's all better now.
I want the fucking dragon between your legs, Jon Snow.
Look at us. Look
she's
us
like,
Snow
like,
is, it's so stupid. It's so stupid. Why is he so sexy with a fur blanket on?
Hey, this is weird, right? How did I end up this way anyway? Isn't my makeup great right now?
Oh, look at this scar here. Yeah, I got this fighting wolves. Oh, no big deal.
It's no big deal. It's just a scratch.
This is when I died. I mean, I scratched myself shaving. Oh, she wants to go down on him so bad right now. I feel like they edited out a fellatio scene.
Right yeah, there. They did. Yeah, it's like, is your dick all right? Let me check.
Is everything in order, my lord?
I wish she's just like, is your meat mound okay? And he's like, what?
She's like, nothing.
She's just used to eunuchs.
Yeah.
Is your meat, my lord, is your meat mound okay? It's like, I don't have a meat mound.
I haven't the foggiest. What are you talking about, Your Grace?
He pulls it down. He's like, what? And then she's like, oh, it's okay. And this goes down to him like a sloppy fucking drag.
You know that Louis C.K. bit where he's talking about two, like, overweight white men sitting in a KFC just blowing each other with flaccid dicks?
No. I don't remember that.
For some reason, you're reminding me of that.
This remind you of that? What the fuck does that make sense?
I don't know, man. It's late.
Jesus Christ. No, in no way, shape, or form should this scene remind you of that. God damn it.
Well, you just said sloppy dicks, man. Hey, I'm just trying to relate to the people here, okay? Right,
but a sloppy blowjob from a hot chick is not two fucking fat white guys in KFC.
Yeah, I've never had that experience.
No.
Well, we live in different regions. So.
Jesus.
There he starts to rub one out. There it is.
Oh, he's totally right. Plus, he just basically bent a knee and without bending a knee. So that was good. Hey, chains. Cool.
Yeah, giant chains. Cool.
Where do we have these? Yeah, I had them. I was carrying them, sir. Okay, thank you.
Where do you keep the chains? Right next to the sawzall back in the cave?
Look how long these chains are.
Look how long the chains are. They had to fucking scuba white dive down there. Yep. To attach it to this fucking dragon.
Absolutely.
But in all seriousness, a fucking white dragon? I mean, come on. It's pretty fucking epic.
It's going to be awesome.
I actually think we're going to do a triple cross, and since triple cross is a thing. We're going to triple cross, and Bran is going to fucking warg this ice dragon.
Oh, that would be special. But with a fucking white dragon... That wall doesn't seem so big anymore, does it?
No.
Why is it always got to be a white dragon? Why can't it be a black dragon?
This fucking Night King is going to teabag him right now.
Then shit on its head.
It is definitely 3:30 in the morning. Because there's no way that's funny any other time.
Look at that. Boom!
Oh, Oh,
what's
shit.
Up, bitches? I'm a white now, y'all.
Hey, guys, I'm a white now.
Fucking white people, right?
Am I right, guys? So stupid.
Oh, fuck.
All right. That was it. Season 7, episode 6. One more episode of this season, and then who knows how long we have to wait, but we're going to cherish it. We'll be back for a commentary for that.
That's right.
I know it seems like we should on a lot, but we all three of us love this show.
We love it. We love it. But the show has fucking issues, and we're okay with pointing out those issues and still loving it at the same time. If you don't like that, then you can go fuck yourself. On the meat mound.
Absolutely. This is getting better. Okay. Thank you for listening. We'll be back.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget...
I can't get enough soup.
Bob Odegirl.
I'll tell you what doesn't scare me. Bald cocksuckers like you.